ever think about how much a doctor's decisions are affected by their own biases?
It's a question many people don't even consider.
Exactly. And it's especially interesting in orthodontics. Treatment plans can vary so drastically depending on who you consult.
Absolutely.
We're discussing some research by Dr. Baxman today.
He's a leading voice in the field.
Yes, and his work really dives into this whole bias issue.
What's fascinating about Dr. Baxman's work is that he tackles this often overlooked aspect of healthcare, examining how human bias can subtly influence decision making.
It's not just about pointing fingers, is it?
Not at all. He also offers solutions, especially with AI becoming increasingly prominent in orthodontics.
AI is huge. It has massive potential to make treatments more objective and data-driven.
Right.
But could AI end up perpetuating the biases we already have if we're not extremely careful?
Exactly.
So let's break this down. Dr. Baxman uses some clear examples of how these biases manifest in actual practice.
Anchoring bias is one he discusses. Imagine an orthodontist meeting a new patient. They form an immediate impression of the case just by looking.
A first glance kind of assessment.
Exactly. And Dr. Baxman's research suggests this first impression, this anchor, can really stick with the orthodontist. They might be less likely to consider alternative diagnoses, even if new evidence emerges.
So even if an X-ray contradicts that initial thought, they tend to hold on to it?
That's the idea. And that's a problem. It can lead to delays in diagnosis or even an incorrect treatment plan with real consequences for the patient. And it's not just anchoring. Dr. Baxman also talks about confirmation bias, where orthodontists seek information that confirms their existing beliefs and ignore anything that challenges them.
It's like on social media. You tend to see posts you agree with, and anything that makes you think differently, you just scroll past.
Perfect analogy. And in orthodontics, that could mean an orthodontist who believes a patient needs surgery might not fully consider less invasive options.
That's a bit concerning. These unconscious biases affecting medical treatment. This is where Dr. Baxman sees AI as a potential solution, right?
Absolutely. He believes well-designed AI systems can offer a more objective, data-driven approach. Imagine an AI system analyzing a patient's X-rays and records, comparing them to a massive database of similar cases. When you're comparing two images, it's not just an optical illusion. It's a training aid.
So instead of relying solely on the orthodontist's potentially subjective opinion, you have the AI's input.
Exactly. Dr. Baxman points out this could be especially helpful in cases with a high degree of subjectivity, like deciding whether or not to extract teeth during treatment.
A big decision.
And AI could analyze factors like tooth size, jaw relationships, and facial aesthetics to provide a more objective recommendation.
It's almost like having a built-in second opinion.
Precisely. However, he's very clear about the need to address potential biases within the AI systems themselves.
Right, because AI is only as good as the data it learns from.
Exactly. Dr. Baxman emphasizes this repeatedly. If an AI is trained on data that already reflects biases from current orthodontic practice, it will simply perpetuate those biases.
So, for example, if historically certain malocclusions were treated with extractions more often in specific populations, the AI might recommend that more frequently for those populations.
Which is why using diverse and representative data is so crucial. We have to ensure these systems don't just replicate existing problems or, worse, exacerbate them.
So it's not just about saying, let's use AI and everything will be fixed.
Exactly. It's about how these systems are developed and implemented to ensure they make care more equitable and accessible for everyone.
It's a huge responsibility.
And Dr. Baxman is a real leader in advocating for responsible AI development, especially in healthcare. He's calling for greater transparency in how these systems are designed and trained, and he advocates for guidelines and regulations.
It's a complex situation, but Dr. Baxman is helping us make sense of it. He's showing us the amazing potential of AI, but also the risks we can't ignore.
He's definitely pushing the field forward.
I feel much more informed about this whole AI and bias issue, but I'm still curious about Dr. Baxman's recommendations for future research. How do we actually make these systems better?
He has some very interesting ideas.
Okay, let's dive into those solutions.
One of Dr. Baxman's key ideas is what he calls data disaggregation. basically breaking down the data used to train AI into smaller, more specific groups.
Okay, I'm listening.
Let's say you're training an AI to diagnose malocclusions. You'd have data on the patient's age, gender, ethnicity, even socioeconomic status.
Makes sense.
But if there's already bias hidden in that data, for example, if certain ethnic groups have been historically underdiagnosed with a specific type of malocclusion,
okay.
If you're not careful, that bias gets built right into the AI. Oh my God.
Because it's learning from biased information.
Exactly.
I see. So you can check how the AI performs when diagnosing different ethnic groups.
Right. If you see differences in accuracy or recommendations between those groups, it could indicate bias in the system.
It's like zooming in, making sure the AI isn't jumping to conclusions based on someone's background.
Oh, exactly. Dr. Baxman says this kind of detailed analysis is essential for creating fair AI systems.
He also talks about something called selective forgetfulness.
Yes, it's interesting. Basically, you withhold certain information from the AI during its learning process.
So you're hiding sensitive data that could bias the AI.
Exactly. If you're concerned about economic bias, for example, you might choose not to give the AI any information about the patient's income. That way, it can't make judgments based on financial status.
It's like leveling the playing field, removing information that could unfairly give some patients an advantage or disadvantage.
Exactly. And Dr. Baxman believes this careful selection of data is crucial for ensuring AI is truly fair.
But wouldn't that make the AI less accurate overall?
That's a valid point. It's about finding a balance. Dr. Baxman argues that sometimes fairness is more important than achieving perfect accuracy. He suggests that even a slightly less accurate AI could still be significantly better than what we have now, especially if it reduces bias and promotes equal treatment.
That's an interesting perspective. It's not just about building the smartest AI, but the fairest one.
Exactly. And that's what makes Dr. Baxman's work so important. He's pushing us to think differently, not just about the technical aspects of AI, but also the human implications.
Okay, so we've got data disaggregation and selective forgetfulness. What else does Dr. Baxman recommend for minimizing bias in these AI systems?
He also emphasizes the need for ongoing monitoring, constantly checking how these systems are performing.
So, constant vigilance.
Absolutely. Dr. Baxman advocates for tracking how AI is being used in real-world settings.
To see if it's actually working as intended.
Right, and to identify any unfair disparities in how different patient groups are being treated. And if we identify problems, we need clear plans for addressing them.
So it's about having a robust system for using AI, not just building a sophisticated AI system.
Exactly. Developers, clinicians, ethicists, even policymakers, everyone needs to work together. It's a shared responsibility to ensure AI benefits everyone.
Dr. Baxman's ideas are really thought-provoking.
I agree. His work is groundbreaking because it goes beyond the technical details. It's fundamentally about the human impact.
And that's why this conversation is so vital. We must be aware of the ethical considerations and ensure AI makes healthcare fairer and more accessible for all patients.
It's the ultimate goal, absolutely. Dr. Baxman is leading the way toward a more responsible and equitable future for AI in healthcare.
Well, thank you for explaining all this. It's a really complex topic.
My pleasure.
So, we've covered a lot. Human bias influencing AI algorithms, the potential of AI to revolutionize orthodontics, but also the fact that it's not a magic bullet.
Definitely not a quick fix. And Dr. Baxman makes that clear. He's honest about the potential downsides while still recognizing AI's potential for positive change.
And what I find particularly interesting is his focus on using AI to address existing inequalities in healthcare, the bigger picture.
Yes, and from a public health perspective, that's huge. He believes AI could be a powerful tool for identifying and dismantling barriers that prevent people from accessing quality orthodontic care. Things like social and economic factors.
Yeah, can you give me a practical example? How would that work in the real world?
Imagine an AI system that can analyze vast amounts of data, demographics, where people live, even how easily they can travel to appointments. And it uses this information to pinpoint communities that are underserved by orthodontists. Then you can use that information to target those communities with outreach programs, mobile clinics, maybe even telehealth services.
So instead of waiting for people to come to the clinics, you're proactively reaching out to them.
Exactly. Dr. Baxman also suggests AI could help develop more culturally sensitive treatments. An AI could learn from data from diverse populations, picking up on specific cultural preferences or concerns people might have about orthodontic treatment.
So instead of assuming everyone wants the same thing, you're using AI to create a treatment plan that truly aligns with a person's culture and background.
Right, and that could significantly improve patient satisfaction and adherence to treatment. Dr. Baxman's research shows that people are happier with their treatment and more likely to follow through when it aligns with their beliefs and values.
It's really about understanding people, their background, their needs.
Exactly.
It's not just about straightening teeth. It's about all the social and cultural factors that influence oral health.
He's not just an orthodontist. He's someone who's using his expertise to advocate for a fairer healthcare system for everyone.
I think the key takeaway here is that AI can be an incredible force for good, but we have to be careful. We have to design it and use it in a way that's fair and promotes equity.
I completely agree. Dr. Baxman is urging all of us to think critically about AI, its ethical implications, and to collaborate to ensure it leads to a better world.
This has been a fantastic conversation. I've learned so much about the intersection of AI and orthodontics, and I really appreciate you taking the time to discuss this with me.
My pleasure.
And to everyone listening, we hope this conversation has sparked your curiosity about how AI can transform healthcare for the better. We encourage you to learn more and join the conversation about how we can use AI to create a more just and equitable world for everyone.